This is Twit.
Either of you use Today Calendar?
No.
Nope.
Today Calendar is a fantastic app. It was actually, you should.
Today Calendar is our sponsor.
I love Today Calendar.
No, I'm not saying it for that. Oh, we actually featured it in the arena. It won on episode 188. And Today Calendar apparently is being pirated a lot. Jack Underwood, who developed the app, stated that 85% of its users are running pirated versions of the app. And I feel like we're hearing more and more about this kind of stuff as a result to paid apps on Android. As a result, Jack actually added some pirate-related Easter eggs throughout the app, things like invites that come regularly to pirate-themed parties and walking the plank. So kind of a unique take on setting this up for maybe some nags or whatever for people who do pirate. Jack actually said, quote, "Fighting piracy in a traditional way is a waste of time. In my eyes, software will get cracked anyway. Mm-hmm. The majority of people who pirate my apps wouldn't have bought them. So it's not as if I'm losing 85% of my revenue. In any event, I'd rather spend that time making Today more awesome." And if you don't know, Today actually costs $6. So it's a more pricey app. But when you consider, you know, these apps that we use daily, like, you know, my favorite Reddit app, whatever that happens to be, or your calendar or your alarm clock, these kinds of things that you go back to time and time again. I don't think $6 is too much to ask for that if you like it. There's also a free version with ads.
That's okay then. If you have a free version with ads.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So there's a free version with ads that people could use instead of pirating the full version.
Right.
Yet 85% choose to pirate it. What do you guys think about this? Is this money lost, or is this just more awareness because those people aren't going to buy it anyways?
No, I don't think they're going to buy it anyway.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
For sure.
But there is something about supporting the developers. I mean, I really think that, especially when there's a free version, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like this is Comcast putting this out, right? Because then you'd have an excuse, right? But I mean, this is a app developer that's worked really hard on it, and you know, you should support them. I mean, even if it's seeing a few ads now and then, I mean, it's not that much to sacrifice to get something for free that really works really well.
Yeah, I find it weird when people don't want to pay for apps that pretty much everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on. There's very few apps out there that are more than $10. And, you know, like, freaking $4.50 is a freaking latte in San Francisco. You clearly can afford to buy.
That's the challenge right there,
right?
Is reprogramming people's brains to think of it differently, right? In the app economy, we see $6 and we go, that's an expensive app.
Yeah.
But then you compare that to a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, I see. So this drink that I consume one time in 20 minutes and it's gone and I paid $5 for it versus this app that I paid one time $6 for and I use it every single day for the next 2 years.
Right.
But people don't make that connection. No. They don't make that comparison. And they just end up going, $6 compared to other apps that I'm used to seeing for 99 cents is expensive. Therefore, I'm not going to pay for it. I'm going to pirate it instead.
I mean, I feel
maybe they wouldn't have paid for it anyways.
But I feel bad for devs, having been one. I mean, it's like devs in mobile right now. It's like, if you're on iOS, you're probably slightly better off. But, I mean, it's terrible. Like, it's all about volume, but you're not going to get that volume unless you really hit the jackpot, right?
The top 1%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a tough one because it's kind of a chicken and egg self-perpetuating problem where people are not making good apps on certain platforms because they know they're not going to make money. And
So they don't put in the time, because if your time isn't rewarded with a payoff at the end of the day, then what's the point in putting the time in to make a better app? And then people don't pay for the app because it isn't a high-quality app. And
here's what I'm preaching to the choir. Probably you guys here in chat and watching this, you know, are probably buying more apps than average. But you know, just try to educate people as much as you can. You know, it's like tipping. You just do it. You know, just buy apps. Pay for them. You need the ecosystem to survive, and that's the only way it's going to survive.
Yeah. And if they balk, to point out the security problems with that.
That's
right?
For sure.
If you're pirating an app, it could have all sorts of malware that you're not even aware of. So best to stay with the actual original developer.
What is the piracy rate on iOS? Like, is it anywhere near what it is on Android?
Well, you need to jailbreak first. And then,
and that's a huge hurdle
there.
It's
a huge
hurdle.
You don't
need to jailbreak in order to install any sort of APK.
It's been proven again and again. And you know, the the Apple pundits, you know, like Gruber, go on and on about this at length and, you know, smear it in our Android faces that, you know, developers make way more money and also Apple customers spend way more money on everything,
right,
whether it be apps, accessories, and
well, you know that's what? That's a big part of it. If any Joe Blow has an iOS device and the barrier to installing a pirated device is that they have to jailbreak it, that instantly filters you down to a very small, select, knowledgeable group of people that are willing to do that.
Totally. Yeah. And I think a lot of, you know, a lot of the Android community kind of like sneers at that and goes, well, you know,
that's
those
iOS
people.
Actually, in that regard.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, but like, you know, this is one thing that iOS does way better than Android.
Yeah,
you know,
I would
like
agree.
Curating the ecosystem into something that's stronger because you can pay developers to get better apps is just a super important thing. You know, if you ever hear an Android user pride themselves in, you know, not falling into the Apple money trap, please slap them in the back of the head for me, because, you know, we all want Android to be better, and Android is not going to be better with freebies. Okay. This is just the reality of it. It's an economic reality. Like, you know, there's like all these crazy things happening in the Bay Area around technology, and the only way they exist is because people, somebody's got to pay for it at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this right here kind of proves why, you know, one big reason why in-app purchases are so sought after by developers nowadays. You know, we see it a lot in games, and it's very successful. I mean, the amount of money that developers are making for in-app purchases in games is ridiculous. Millions of dollars worth of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
But they do it because it's successful. Free install, and then you get hooked on the game, and then you buy the in-app upgrades and whatever. And
well, we know it's successful just by the amount of app commercials in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. Clash of Clans.
Yes.
App. Yeah.
There was I think, three or four. I saw at least three while I was paying attention. Different apps that had commercials in the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, you've hit the big time when you have enough money to pay for a Super Bowl commercial.
We had this on Mac Break Weekly earlier today. I was producing Mac Break Weekly, as I do every week for Leo Laporte, and they were talking about that. And they pulled up a list of the top money-making games and what they make on a daily basis. And Clash of Clans was in the millions per day.
Wow. It's crazy.
Per day.
That's crazy.
Wow. Ridiculousness. And why? In-app purchases.
Ridiculous.
And this is one big way that you kind of sidestep the piracy thing, right? It's not a matter of buying the game and now you own it, or you pirate it and now you own it. There's all these inside of the game tentacles that are grabbing
it. It's good
on
games, but it's hard. Like, if you do something like today, like, how do you do that with today?
Right. Yeah.
Today you're not getting your calendar.
You can add one event to your calendar today. If you want more,
you got to pay for
those. Yeah, please don't do that.
Pay for those diamonds. Those diamonds will unlock your calendar features.
You need to solve a little puzzle for us, which actually solves a bunch of CAPTCHAs in the background. And then you'll get to add a new appointment to your calendar.
Oh, boy, that would not be fun.